Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I'm back. I know I wasn't here last week, and I apologize greatly. I didn't even announce that I wasn't going to be doing an episode. I was in Illinois, in Elgin, participating in the Elgin Fringe Festival, doing my one-person show there, and it went over really well. Now, remember, the show that I was doing was not Berenstain Bears related. It was my first show ever to not have the crutch of the Berenstain Bears. And once people started coming to see it, it went well every night. I had one night with barely any people there, but that was fine because they were amazing people. So then the final night was just a huge blowout. It was amazing. It was incredible. I met so many wonderful people. I made some new friends. I got a lot of support. I was able to support some other people. It was just great. It was fun. It was a nice experience. It was wild to be away from home. I got very homesick at one point. So was not expecting that, but I saw some amazing theater, some incredible performers. 10 out of 10 stars. No notes would do again. Well, one note. But I'm not going to go into that here. Had nothing to do with the Fringe Festival. So, and Elgin, beautiful city. Amazing public library. If you've been to Elgin, but you haven't been to the Elgin Public Library, highly recommended. Wonderfully laid out. A lot of great places to sit. Very brightly lit. A lot of great books. Super well organized. Great selection. I was amazed at how good the Elgin Public Library was. But that is not what you're here to hear about. That's not what you're here to watch if you're watching this on YouTube. What you are here for is me covering episodes of the 1985 Berenstain Bears Saturday morning TV show. And we are here with episode 2. Now, last time I gave the little like caveat that there seems to be dispute over which episode was actually the first episode of the show and onwards, and that continues with this one. So I am going off the official list as written down. There's contradictory evidence in places. Some people say this is episode 5. Some people say half of this was in one episode, half of it was in another. I don't care. I'm going off the list I have. So this week's episode of the Berenstain Bears Saturday morning TV show is the Berenstain Bears and the Spooky Old Mansion and the Berenstain Bears and it's not the sci-fi pizza. It's the basis for the sci-fi pizza. What was that thing called again? Not the sci-fi pizza, but the something else pizza. The amazing pizza, the terrible pizza, the flyaway pizza. That's what it was. Just so you know, these are both episodes that I have actually covered on the show before. I went through and covered these when I believe I talked about them when I talked about the sci-fi pizza, and I believe I talked about the Spooky Old Mansion differences from the book when I covered the book that was ultimately based on more or less on this episode. The changes that they had to make, the major plot alteration they had to make. And then, of course, that book went on to become the basis for another book. But this is the original. This is where it all started. So if you don't mind settling back in your chairs, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can watch along with me. If you're listening to this at home, you can also watch along on YouTube at home. But if you're listening to this, it'll cut right to my reviews of the episodes, right to my discussion. But if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm popping on my headphones now, and I'll see everybody on the other side. And we're back. Okay, so we watched the Berenstain Bears, the Spooky Old Mansion. We watched the Berenstain Bears and the Flyaway Pizza. What are these? So the Berenstain Bears and Spooky Old Mansion, of course, in the 1990s, Cub Club ended up becoming the Berenstain Bears and the Spooky Old House. A classic that I love talking about that eventually became the Berenstain Bears Help the Homeless in the religious line. They rewrote it again for Help the Homeless. Now, in Berenstain Bears and the Spooky Old Mansion, the TV series, the TV show, which came first, it's a roughly familiar plot. There's a spooky old mansion on Spook Hill that used to be owned by the widow, Widder McGriz, who has moved away. One day they get a letter saying that she's died, but they don't acknowledge that, just that she's left them the house. Like, oh, looks like The old widder left us this house. Oh, and also Mama grew up with this woman as her second, like, mother. Like, was like, she basically helped raise me. So, no reaction to this woman's passing. Just like, wow, we got a house. Now, the crux of it is, they are promised that if they stay there at night, there's a gift waiting for them in the house. That's what the will actually says. If you stay in the house, you get this mystery gift. We've also been introduced to the frogs and the bats and the owls and the spiders who live in the house, some of whom talk. The owls and the bats talk, the bats with crazy Transylvanian accents, and the owls say who in their words a lot. The spiders and the frogs don't talk. The frogs ribbit intelligently, and the spiders are just kind of there. But we get the sense that we're tipped off right off the bat that they are not happy that the bears might come into their house. The implication being that if bears move in, they'll be forced out, and this is their home. They have a nice thing going. So when the bears come to the house to stay that night, and everyone's kind of terrified of it except Mama, who has to drag them all in, the animals do everything in their power to scare them off. They make the sounds of lightning and thunder, and they cause rain to fall on the inside. They try to scare them out. They don't actually do a whole lot of different things. Finally, they get confronted by the animals. They find the gift. It's in a treasure chest. And the gift is a note that just says, "The real gift was me giving you courage," which is a weird thing to do. Like, did she think they were all afraid or cowards? She obviously hasn't lived in this area in over a decade. Like, the kids don't know who she is. But she left a thing like, whoever stuck around, whoever found this treasure chest must be the bravest person in the world, I guess. Or she knew that there were terrifying animals living in the house. It's not clear. But she doesn't leave them the house. She leaves the house to, like, the community. So the bears decide to turn it into the public library. They turn it into a public library. But the animals can stay in the house. I assume that there already was a public library in Beartown, and that this is, like, ooh, a much nicer, bigger place to house the library. Which, as I said up top, a good public library is a wonderful thing to have. Now, you might recognize, of course, that this is the basis for the spooky old house and Help the Homeless. Not to be confused with the Spooky Fun House or In the Spooky Fun House, which are two completely separate books. Now, in Spooky Old House, if you recall, they inherit the house. They have to stay overnight with the goal of inheriting the house. There's no animals in this house, though. There is, however, a homeless gentleman who lives in the house. And they meet him. And in the end, they decide to turn the house, the mansion, into a homeless shelter, which is basically what they do in the Living Lights version. They just rewrote it, and I think Mike re-illustrated it, but it's still the same basic plot. There's a homeless guy who they're all terrified of, and I'm going to say that I like the original the best. I think that it's when they don't try to introduce the concept of your neighborhood's ghoul is just an unhoused gentleman. Honestly, if you remember, is the most terrifying illustration ever drawn by Stan and Jan, is the illustration of the 1,000-yard stare of this horrifically traumatized homeless man in the spooky old house. So this is peak Saturday morning cartoon television. It's a great story. I said while I was watching it that this would make a good short, just Halloween short to watch. It's not Halloween themed, but it's got that vibe. When they're imagining the spooks and specters, they imagine ghosts flying out of the house. There's spooky bats, there's spooky spiders. It all ends up being nothing, but it's got a cool vibe. I really dig the vibe of this one. On to the Flyaway Pizza. Now, the Flyaway Pizza is shockingly similar, without all the frou-frou and hoosafudge of the Sci-Fi Pizza. Sci-Fi Pizza was a Berenstain Bears Scouts chapter book, so it has to sort of drag everything out. But the plot is basically the same. Papa Bear enters a pizza-tossing contest at the local fair, and the winner of which will get a month's supply of large pizzas, a pizza a day for a month, with their choice of toppings, and Raffish Ralph discovers that Papa's entering the pizza tossing contest, And so he makes a deal with Weasel McGreed to sneak some kind of like grow formula into the dough, or to convince Papa to put this grow formula in his dough. Then while Papa's tossing it, the pizza grows very large, starts glowing and humming and flying around and sucking up all of the bear's possessions. But then Brother Bear realizes that it's probably remote control, and he remote controls it and crashes it into... It doesn't make any sense. And then that's the end. I don't know why nobody arrests Ralph Ripoff or Weasel McGreed, but it's like a 10-minute cartoon, so there's not a whole lot of space to answer questions. They never really say... They never really say exactly how Weasel McGreed, like, got the pizza, the fly, like, got a remote control. Like, it's very, the science doesn't make sense, but it's honestly not the best episode. It's not the best Berenstain Bears Scouts book, and it's not the best episode of this show. I give it a solid 3 out of 10. So let me look so far at my episodes. Go Fly a Kite, Trojan Pumpkin, Spooky Old Mansion, Fly Away Pizza. Of the 4 bear shorts I have watched so far, I give Go Fly a Kite a 7 out of 10. I give the Trojan Pumpkin, give that an 8 out of 10. Spooky Old Mansion, I'm giving a 9, but then Flyaway Pizza is crashing down. I'm giving that a 3. I'm giving Flyaway Pizza a 3. So we've got a 7, an 8, a 9, and a 3. I didn't know I was going to be ranking these, but I've decided to start. So I'll be keeping track of it here on a spreadsheet, which I'm making as I speak. That's it. That's it. I watched... The Berenstain Bears. I watched the Berenstain Bears. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for watching along with me. Thank you so much for being a part of this weird thing I'm doing. If you really like this, let me know, and I'll keep doing it. If you don't like it, I'll find some books to talk about, I guess. I may not be doing these all straight in a row. I may have some episodes where I have, you know, I cover books, I have guests on, yeah. But this is keeping me busy and keeping me out of everybody's way. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for participating. And I will see you all next time deep. If you're watching this at home, you're watching me look around because I can never remember where the stop button is on the recorder. Here we go. I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.